I'm Josh Blake. I'm a Connect for Windows MVP and Technical Director of the InfoStrat Advanced Technology Group. In this video, we're going to walk through the source code to the Connect PowerPoint application. Before we go to the code, let's take a quick look at the application. The application is using the Connect SDK skeleton tracking to track my head and hand joints. The next slide gesture is recognized when the distance between my head and hand exceeds a certain threshold. Let's go to the code. The Connect SDK calls the skeleton frame ready event 30 frames per second. In this method, we're opening the skeleton frame, copying the skeleton data to our own array of skeletons, and then finding the skeleton that's closest to the Connect. If there's no skeleton available, then the Connect may not be able to see anyone for this frame. We get the head, right hand, and left hand joints from the skeleton class. And if we're not tracking any of them, then we can't process the gesture, so we just return from the method. We update the position of the dots in the UI, and then process the forward-back gesture. Here's where the gesture recognition occurs. The joint positions are in 3D space and measured in meters. We look at the x-coordinate of the right-hand position, and if it's more than 0.45 meters to the right of the head, then the gesture is active. I have 0.45 meters here because this is a value that was comfortable for me as a threshold. In a more complete application, you might be able to configure this value or vary it depending upon the size of the user. If this is the first time that the forward gesture is active, then we send a right arrow key to the foreground application. If the foreground application is PowerPoint, then this will advance PowerPoint to the next slide, just like pushing the right key on the keyboard. When this gesture is no longer active, we set this value to false. We do the same thing in reverse for the left hand. If the left hand is more than 0.45 meters to the left of the head, then the back gesture is active. The first time the back gesture is recognized, then we send a left arrow key to the foreground application. You should also take a look at the speech recognition methods. We initialize the speech grammar here. The application will recognize computer show window, show circles, and hide circles. When speech is recognized, it'll call the speech recognized method, and the application can respond. In this video, we saw how to recognize simple custom gestures, how to control other applications such as PowerPoint, and how to use Connect for voice recognition. Check the video description for a link to another video where I talk about the design of this application, as well as a link to the full source code published online under an open source license. Thank you.